Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The Supreme Court of the United States should protect women, not abortion. There is a big case before the United States Supreme Court. It comes out of Texas, and it involves regulations of abortion clinics and hospital privileges, admitting privileges into various medical facilities. That's been challenged, and now it's before the United States Supreme Court. Liberty Counsel has filed an important amicus brief representing the National Hispanic Christian Leadership Conference and also Operation Rescue in this particular situation, overviewing the problem with deregulation of these abortion clinics. This case is now before the Supreme Court. A decision will be made no later than the end of June. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of barbedwire.com. Matt, this is an amazing case. It is a good opportunity for the Supreme Court to have some common sense and allow common sense regulations of these abortion clinics. The problem that you have is many of these abortion clinics, they're exempted from common sense medical regulations that apply to other facilities, even that apply to veterinary facilities. These abortion clinics are oftentimes deregulated. And in some cases, for example, most cases, you have these so-called doctors that have a medical degree, but they couldn't do anything else probably except for abortion. They're sleazy kind of doctors that come in and do death camp killing every week with abortion. And they will kill a child, potentially harm that woman, put that woman at risk of losing her life or health, and then not have any hospital admitting privileges because they're quack kind of doctors. They don't have the hospital admitting privileges, so when their patient gets injured, they can't admit them into the hospital and go with them and carry on that particular care because they have no right to be there because they don't have any hospital admitting privileges. So some of these regulations are saying, if you're going to do it, you got to have hospital admitting privileges, the consequences of which mean that many abortion clinics, many of these abortion doctors will not be able to do abortions, and that's why they are opposing these laws.
Well, many of them are quacks, and that's why most of them are quacks. I mean, they get kind of the dregs, the bottom of the barrel, if you will, people who are willing to actually violate their Hippocratic oath and take an innocent human life and kill instead of save. And so they get, you know, abortionists themselves are usually, you know, just not good enough to become a real doctor, if you will. But there's a racist element here too, Matt. Nearly 8 out of 10 surgical abortion facilities are intentionally located in African-American or Hispanic communities and neighborhoods. And that's in keeping with Planned Parenthood's long history of racism and eugenics. You know, Margaret Sanger, the founder of Planned Parenthood, spoke at KKK rallies. She talked about, they didn't want people to find out that this was about getting rid of the feeble-minded and the Negro and as some of the language that she used. Just totally a racist organization that has tried to cover up that history. So we shouldn't be surprised that they don't want any kind of common sense oversight here, where there's clearly a compelling state interest to protect women. They're not interested in protecting women. They're not interested in protecting babies. They're interested in treating women and babies as a commodity, killing the babies for profit. That's what this is all about.
That's exactly what it's all about. You have the largest abortion clinic of Planned Parenthood in the country, of any abortion clinic, right there in Houston, Texas, set in the midst of a Hispanic and African-American minority community. We represent the National Hispanic Christian Leadership Conference that represents over 40,000 Hispanic churches throughout the country, with a big presence right there in Texas. And their communities are desperately hit by these abortion proceedings and death camps. So these clinics they set up, the doctors pop in. They don't have regular practices. They cannot get admitted to a hospital because their quality of care is so abysmal that these hospitals, they're not going to want quacks that have admitting privileges because It ultimately puts the hospital at risk. So they only give admitting privileges to people that have at least decent reputations in legitimate medical practices, not to say that everyone's going to be flawless, obviously. But hospitals have an interest in only allowing people of a certain caliber to be admitted or to have admitting privileges, meaning that you can admit your patient and you can be with them and come in and visit and provide a standard of care to them while they're there. Wouldn't you want that if you had an orthopedic surgeon, for example, who's treating you in the office, does an MRI and says, now I want to admit you to this particular hospital because I'm going to do surgery on you. And that person then continues to follow up with you. It provides a continuum of care. These abortion doctors, they don't have that. They do the death killing in their clinics. They'll put some of these women in jeopardy of their lives, and then they get transported to the hospital. Well, these doctors can't be there. So as a result of these abortion regulation clinics in Texas, about half of the abortion clinics shut down because the doctors did not have hospital admitting privileges. The standards of care, the regulations, the surgical procedures didn't come up to the level necessary for other outpatient surgical procedures or centers. The abortionist filed suit. Now it's before the United States Supreme Court. The real question is, will the Supreme Court uphold it? We have ultimately filed a brief. I encourage you to read it. You can go to lc.org. You can go to the Supreme Court Should Protect Women press release and click on the hot link that says amicus brief. I encourage you to read it because in that, we worked with Operation Rescue, Troy Newman, to overview lots of the problems of the deregulation, the injuries, the health risk that occur in Texas. And also, of course, we represent the National Hispanic Christian Leadership Conference. Go to lc.org. I encourage you to read this case, read the brief, and then pray for this case as it's going before the U.S. Supreme Court.
Well, and Matt, you know, why are these clinics located in African-American neighborhoods, in Hispanic neighborhoods, 8 of 10 of them? Well, Margaret Sanger, in talking about birth control, she said this betrays everything you need to know about Planned Parenthood and Margaret Sanger. She said, birth control must lead ultimately to a cleaner race. What does that mean? She also said, and why abortion? She said, quote, the most merciful thing that the large family does to one of its infant members is to kill it. That just surmises the culture of death, the mentality. And when the most merciful thing to do to a baby is to kill it, when that's your mentality, and when you want to cleanse the race and you know of black people, as Margaret Sanger and Planned Parenthood did, the human race, then why should we be surprised that they want to be able to have as many abortions as possible without any kind of health regulation to watch over to make sure that women aren't bleeding to death and dying, that there are doctors with admitting privileges that are adequately qualified, that there are regulations to make sure that all the surgical tools are clean and so forth. They don't want any of that because the goal here is to be as merciful as possible. And the way, according to Margaret Sanger and Planned Parenthood, that you can be as merciful as possible is to slaughter as many babies as possible.
Yeah, she was part of the whole eugenics movement. She was referred to by Adolf Hitler. Adolf Hitler was a fan of hers as well. And of course, Adolf Hitler was in the ultimate eugenics movement when he tried to wipe out people that were not Aryan. He wanted to create an Aryan super race. That was part of this whole eugenics idea. That's what Planned Parenthood, that's what Margaret Sanger ultimately did as the modus operandi, as the reason for existence of Planned Parenthood. That's why 8 of 10, 80% of all the abortion facilities in Texas are located in African-American or Hispanic neighborhoods. There's a reason for that. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. Pray for this case. Pray for Liberty Counsel. Support us financially. Also, sign up for The Awakening 2016 at lc.org. At The Awakening 2016, we have a breakout session, Planned Parenthood and Human Genocide, and we have lots of great speakers on that particular panel. We have Sandra Susan Merritt, who will be there. She's one who was indicted in Houston. She's one of the undercover investigators of Planned Parenthood. We have the threat of ISIS. We have gender confusion, setting the record straight. amazing number of people on that particular panel. Civil resistance, when man's laws conflict with God's laws, amazing group of people, including David and Jason Benham. So much more. Israel in the Middle East. We have great plenary speakers there. You'll not want to miss the Awakening 2016, March 5. You can register right now at lc.org. Click on the Awakening icon. It is an uplifting event, one that you will not want to miss. Remember, Liberty Counsel in your prayers and your regular financial support.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.